Josh Bell hates everything.
That's right, including your movie.
Josh Bell hates everything.
Except me.
Hello and welcome to the Josh Bell Hates Everything podcast. I'm Josh Bell, contributing editor and film critic for Las Vegas Weekly. And joining me this week is Anthony Delvalier, the theater critic for the Las Vegas Review-Journal and a former film critic for the Las Vegas Mercury and Las Vegas City Life. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Josh.
So let's start with Ghost Town, which is sort of a big mainstream comedy starring Ricky Gervais, I can't pronounce anybody's name, Ricky Gervais, of the British version of The Office, as well as extras. Those are probably the things that he's most well known for. And he's done just kind of small parts in American films, I think, up till now. But this is seems like his big bid for sort of mainstream stardom. This is a very... very accessible, audience-friendly comedy where Gervais plays a dentist who's a sort of a misanthrope who ends up through some sort of surgical mishap with the ability to see ghosts. And immediately the ghost, of course, as in any ghost movie, they decide they want him to help solve their unfinished business. And he's not really keen on that at first, but one particular ghost played by Greg Kinnear manages to convince him to work on breaking up the engagement between Greg Kinnear's widow, played by Taye Leone, and her fiancé, this sort of crusading human rights lawyer, played by Billy Campbell, who I thought was kind of underused. He's good at playing that smarmy kind of part. And anyway, of course, as one might expect, Ricky Gervais falls in love with Taye Leone and has to learn to sort of come out of his shell and, you know, get rid of his people-hating ways and help the ghosts out. And I've really just given away the whole movie to you here. But I don't feel like this is a movie that is really going to be hurt by all of it having been given away, because, of course, anyone can guess how this movie will turn out right from the start. The Greg Kinnear character is this sort of cad, and he has to also learn to appreciate how much he hurt his wife, and everything is tied up very neatly in this movie, which is usually something I think that is rather annoying, because you can go right into this movie and like I said, just predict whatever's going to happen. But at the same time, there's a lot of charm to the performances and to the characters in this movie, I think. And I know you liked it a lot, I think, you were saying, at least.
I feel like I can leave now because you've said everything I was going
to
say.
But,
you know, let me preface this by saying that with the exception of attending a film festival last year and seeing Sweeney Todd, I haven't seen a movie in like 3 or 4 years.
Wow.
Because I used to be a film critic for about 10, 15 years.
Right.
And, you know, what do we see? About maybe up to 5 films a week?
Quite a lot.
I would say we see between 300 and 400 films a year. And I just got to the point where just about every film I saw, I felt like I'd seen it already, you know.
Right.
And I just got burnt out. And this thing was interesting. I purposely didn't read anything about it because I knew I was going to be discussing it with you. And the minute it started, you know, the minute the guy gets killed, I thought, what was that Renee Witherspoon movie?
The Reese Witherspoon was with Mark Ruffalo, Just Like Heaven.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know,
she
thought,
plays a ghost.
How many of these have I seen already? I haven't seen a movie in years, and here's why. And I was just... And I knew exactly how it was going to end up within the first 10 minutes.
Right, which I think is not hard at all.
Right, but I was very, very charmed by it. I hated the last half hour of it when, you know, every plot point is tied up very, very neatly for the mass audience. What I think the filmmakers think is the stupid mass audience, you know,
right.
they can't have
right.
any subtlety.
And they won't give enough credit to people who
exactly.
probably, I think anyone can predict what's going to happen there and
yeah.
will probably want something more, and they're not going to get it.
But I thought, considering what kind of a movie it is, I don't want to overpraise it because it's a certain kind of genre
and it's
not the most intelligent kind of film. The lead actor, I just thought, was wonderful.
He was very funny.
Did you think so?
Yes. Oh, no, I absolutely agree. And I think that's really what carries the movie when
yeah.
you're sitting there and you're like, okay, I know what's coming next. I know exactly what's going to happen, that he's very sharp. And yes, he takes this character who, in the beginning of the movie, is, again, this misanthrope who's kind of cold and mean to people. And that's really the funniest part of the movie.
Yes.
Where at least I had a lot of sympathy for him with these ghosts coming and annoying him. And he just wants to be left alone. And he has a lot of very funny, sarcastic comments.
And he's the kind of guy who buys a new shirt and he doesn't take the tags off.
Right.
You know?
He's very awkward and sympathetic in that way, despite being sort of cold and misanthropic, which I think the word I've said 10 times already. But you're right. No, it's a very good performance.
Because of his greatness as an actor, I loved watching him change. You know, in the hands of a lesser actor, it would have just been horrible.
Right.
And stupid little bits like him getting ready to go out on a date and trying to he's a very conservative man and he's trying to fix up his hair in the mirror.
Yeah,
you know, it was. And this isn't the sort of thing you can describe, but I just thought it was wonderful. I was so happy to be there. I've never seen a film before that I wanted to edit so badly because I felt if I could chop out a half hour's worth of the obviousness, this could be a really first-rate film.
Right. No, and I agree. It's something that on paper I think might seem very, very trite really difficult to sit through because there's no spark to it.
And the last half hour, I think that was true.
Yeah, I know. I think you're right. And once they have to sort of set in motion all of those emotional arcs that you have to tie up in a certain way, the humor kind of gets pushed to the side. And that's really all that it had going for it up till then.
And there's even a moment where, I won't say what it says, but he's made to look at a poster that spells out the film's theme, you know? It's as if we just couldn't get it.
Yeah.
And I wish all of that was gone, but
It's not trusting the audience very much.
Right. But, you know, it made me want to be a better person. And I knew you were going to laugh at me, but it's about what's important in life. And
sure,
I think that because the actor is so good, it's easy to make fun of that moral, and it's not particularly well written.
No.
But that actor really touched me where I really thought, I want to be nicer to people.
Right. Well, I think I felt the opposite, that I wanted to be meaner to people.
You're doing a very good job, Josh.
Well, no, in the beginning of the movie, when he was mean, I felt like he was funniest and most likable, and I felt like he becomes a less interesting person as he changes to
sort of conform excellent point.
To what everyone wants him to
do. That's a good
and
point.
And that's what happens a lot of the time in movies like this. But you're right that at the same time, he's charming enough that you kind of feel sympathy for him as he goes through. And not just him. I mean, we're talking about Ricky Gervais a lot, but Greg Kinnear, who plays the ghost, and he does this kind of smarmy, self-satisfied thing, which he's done a lot, but he's good at. And
you know what? I haven't seen him in a while. Yeah. I think he's gotten a hell of a lot better. I think he's a first-rate leading man actor
now. He's a good actor, and he doesn't get a lot of leading parts anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
But he is sort of underrated or underappreciated, and I liked him. And Taya Leone, who plays the love interest, doesn't exactly have a lot to work with, but she's perfectly serviceable there. You know, she doesn't make you annoyed with her, which can often come across in these sort of romantic comedies. And I will say, Kristen Wiig from Saturday Night Live, who plays this sort of clueless doctor who messes up Ricky Gervais's simple operation at the beginning of the movie, which is what leads to his ability to see ghosts in the first place, was very funny, I thought, in this small part where she just she has this sort of dry, sarcastic wit. And she's done that in quite a few movies recently.
You know, can I throw in something here?
Absolutely.
If you forgive the kind of movie it is.
Yes.
I thought it was extremely competently made,
which
sounds like an insult, but I mean that as a compliment because, to me, the smallest roles were played by very convincing actors. There was no sloppiness to it, sentimental sloppiness, but I mean, I just thought even the sets, I mean, the sets were not, you know, you don't look at it and say, wow, what great sets. But if you watch carefully, like different peak characters, the kinds of apartments they have, I really believe that these people lived in those places.
Right.
I just thought it was a very competently made film, and I loved it. I really loved it.
Well, that's good. No, I mean, and that kind of thing is not to be discounted, is that if you can buy into the world.
Don't you patronize me.
No. I think this, if you can buy into the world of the movie,
you won't
be distracted by the inaccuracies or things that have gone wrong.
And I couldn't believe how much I was suckered into it.
Right.
You know, because it's not my kind of movie, but I had a great time.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad. And, you know, I had not as great a time as you did. but I will say it was competently executed. It was better than I thought it would be. And for something like this within that realm, it's done better than a lot of other things could be. And I mean, I guess maybe I would hope for more. The writer or co-writer and director, David, and here's another person whose name I can mispronounce, is Kep or Coop, I'm not sure. But he's a hugely successful screenwriter, has written tons of Hollywood blockbusters. He wrote the most recent Indiana Jones movie and a couple Spider-Man movies and all sorts of things like that.
Well, does he write sentimental stuff?
But he really hasn't. And as a director, he's only done a couple movies, but they've all been thrillers up to this point. So I guess I always feel like with these Hollywood screenwriters, when they go off and they do their own projects, you feel like, well, this is going to be his sort of more personal, you know, less commercial.
Yeah, that's not the case here.
So,
although, you know, when you think, isn't the average moviegoer maybe 16-year-olds, right?
Probably.
You know, you think, I felt like, even though I liked the film a lot, I felt like I'd seen it 100 times before.
Sure.
And I guess, you know, commercially speaking, you know, this may move a lot of 16-year-olds who have never seen this
sort of thing. Sure. Yeah, I think it's definitely got commercial prospects. And it can definitely take Ricky Gervais in a direction if he wants to become a sort of Jim Carrey.
I think he's a big star. I think he's a wonderful actor and a charismatic actor.
Yeah. I totally agree. And I gave this movie 3 stars in my review in the Weekly, which is...
Out of five.
So I think that's, you know, slightly better than average. Again, if the concept sounds interesting, or if you like Ricky Gervais, or you have some inclination to like this kind of movie already, I think you'll be satisfied. So I don't know if you want to give your own star rating.
Well, I think his performance for me, you know, star ratings are so tough.
All right.
What if you have a great performance and a lousy film?
Right. Well, that's why you kind of have to give it. I feel like you give it something maybe in the middle. But I think
I would go with somewhere between 3.5 and 4,
wow,
just on the basis of his performance.
Okay.
But I wouldn't want to mislead anyone into thinking this is any kind of a film that you've got to run out and see.
Sure,
you know, that's all.
Yeah, it's definitely something you could rent, I think, when it comes out on DVD in a few months. Have a nice little evening at home. It would be good for a family, even. You know, it's very innocuous.
Or if you're a mean person, you know, it might be a good film for you to see.
Well, it might make you be more of a mean person.
Josh Bell hates everything
except me.